Hey, welcome to this week's podcast. What an exciting time over the last week, election night. I don't know how about you are in some of your states, but we had a lot of other elections on the ballot. And interesting comments to share with you because we have so many listeners that tune in to my podcast from throughout the world. A lot of servicemen who are overseas. I'll just give you some view. Louisiana still has a big race problem down here, and there's some very strong racial divides, and you can see that in this presidential election. Only 15% of the white voters in Louisiana voted for Obama, and Obama, I believe, got the lowest vote in Louisiana of any state in the country. So it's kind of interesting that fairly conservative, individualistic states out west have voted overwhelmingly for Obama, and states where there are very few African Americans, yet in Louisiana we have very few whites voting for Obama. Some strong racial division here, and I think that's going to continue. One of the things that Bobby Jindal could do would be to start a dialogue about the whole racial problem, because we've got a long way to go here in the state, and we saw that with this last election. Jindal now, the governor of Louisiana, is kind of the fair-haired boy of the Republican Party. Latest, I know Sarah Palin has been talked about as being the standard bearer 4 years from now, but a lot more information has come out about her misspending of clothes, and I just don't think when you see that over half of Americans said she was not qualified to be president, much is going to change in 4 years. I would be just shocked if the Republican Party would turn to Sarah Palin as their standard bearer, which means Jindal is in the mix. Problem Jindal has, and I wrote about it in this week's column that I hope you'll take some time to read, is that Jindal's got his own problems back home, a looming budget deficit that could approach $1 billion. You say, well, how could we get in such a financial hole? All that money from Katrina came in that gave us kind of a false economy, if you will, building up the base, a lot of people working in the construction phase and the cleanup phase, and that's coming to an end. And so as a consequence, we're right back to the same old economy that was somewhat languishing in the past, strictly based on a bump in oil and gas. And we've seen the volatility of the oil situation as we move to alternative fuels. Our oil and gas is not going to be worth as much, quite frankly. And so it means that Jindal's got to get back home and deal with his own problems. If he lets this fester, then quite frankly, that's going to be a real kink in his ambitions to possibly run for president 4 years from now. Other problem he has is that, for reasons I don't understand, he endorsed some Republicans in this last race, specifically John Kennedy, who never really was in the mix for U.S. Senator against our incumbent Democrat, Mary Landrieu. I guess that Jindal said he ought to play the party loyalties, and that's all fine and well, except that he never got involved in earlier races on any level, with state legislators or any level. He just chose to get in this time around. Problem now is he's got a miffed U.S. Senator who's in Washington taking pot shots at him, or she could be, and I advised him in his column to pick up the phone and call Mary Landrieu very quickly, because she, and you know, her brother is the lieutenant governor right behind Jindal, so in his shadow. So the Landrieu family are there, they're a focus, and if Jindal's smart, he will waste no time trying to patch up his very shallow endorsement, something just was, I don't think, made good sense politically. I don't want to look into the governor's mind, but I think it was a real mistake in endorsing John Kennedy, who was going to be a loser, and he has got some problems just toning down the situation at home. He's going all over the country making these speeches, and that's all fine and well, but if you don't take care of your business back home, you're going to have a whole amount of problems. Other interesting race, by the way, was in the 6th Congressional District right here in the Baton Rouge area. Don Casey was a bright young congressman, only elected about 8 months ago to fill an unexpired seat when long-term Republican Congressman Richard Baker retired. Well, Casey got elected as a Democrat, was on his way to an easy victory, and his challenger was a fellow named Bill Casty, a local doctor. Casty was a good candidate, but should not have won this race. But the hybrid in the race was Michael Jackson, who got second in the race 6 months ago, was very, very bitter about it. I shared the story in my column about how I told Casey, you better go get his business straight with Michael Jackson. He never did. Jackson ran as an independent and cost Casey his congressional seat. So there's a lesson there to be learned by Bobby Jindal. You want to keep your enemies, rather your friends close and your enemies closer. And in this respect, he's got some problems, I think, with the Landrieu gang here in Louisiana. So hopefully things will settle down. We can get back to some issues, because all we've talked about is the race. Look on my website a little bit today. Got my oldest daughter there taking off on a good rant, I think, on Elizabeth Dole. I had a delightful dinner with Elizabeth Dole some years back. She was dating Congressman Sonny Montgomery, a very popular Republican congressman at the time. Came to my in-law's house in Natchez, Mississippi. We had a delightful dinner. I've always been an Elizabeth Dole fan, but she really blew it and lost the election, and she did it because of her cheap shot TV spot, and you'll see the whole spot on my website here today. Have some fun looking everything over. Have you have a good week, and I'll have more to talk to you about next week right here on the Jim Brown Podcast.